This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live. It's a live Monday night edition. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. But here on Free Talk Live, you are free to call in and talk live about whatever you want. Let's go to Tom calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about bigotry, like racism,
right,
and anti-Semitism and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff is the people who are the bigots are also, when they go through a tough time, they're blaming their misfortune on the targets of their bigotry. You know, well, in 1991, the Los Angeles Police Department beat the daylights out of Rodney King. And then when they were allowed to lie their way out of it in 1992, there was race riots in which the problem of police brutality was being blamed by racist black folks. Don't forget, there's a lot of black folks that are racist who teach their children to hate white people.
And okay.
The beating and the miscarriage of justice
gave fuel to their fire, right?
Yeah. Well, they should have. The real problem was a system that's based on police brutality. And
agreed.
When they blame themselves, let's say they're getting evicted because they can't pay the rent. Well, that's because a lot of them, I think they don't blame enough. If they're the ones that went and gambled away the rent money down at the casino, or they're the one that drank too much or showed up for work after smoking a joint, and then they're stoned when they show up for work, and the boss says, listen, we just got an order from the home office. We have to cut back, and this is just your second day on the job, so we're going to have to terminate you today. Instead of telling them it's because they showed up for work stoned, they tell them that. But they're not blaming themselves enough but showing up for work stoned. They're blaming their issues on white folks or black folks or Jewish people or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Bigots certainly love to find ways to blame people, the people that they dislike for all their problems. What's the is there any particular point beyond that?
Well, they should also blame the government if the real reason that they can't pay the rent is because they didn't get picked for alcohol licenses all the way down the alphabet to zoning variances or taxi medallions, stuff like that, where the government is controlling the economy and they didn't get picked for these goodies, and they're unable to find a job because the government imposes all these restrictions on the economy, preventing people from creating new jobs. In which case, you know, as with the case of the Los Angeles Police Department beating up Rodney King, instead of blaming themselves or blaming some innocent people, they should blame it on cops. You know.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and speaking of that, but let me slip this in first. You're talking about Steve-O earlier. Steve-O lived in Albuquerque in, 97, 90.
This is the actor from Jackass, Steve-O?
Yeah. And he went to the University of New Mexico here for, like, 1 year or whatever. And there's a friend of mine
You should be so proud.
Exactly. Friend of mine, musician, Steve hung out in his circle of friends. One of their friends, his dad owned a little local bar here, a little blues bar. And Steve had just turned 21, and so he was hanging out in that bar with his friend. But it was a matter of a very short time before the kid's dad, who owned the bar, after Steve did a backflip off the pool table. This is all, you know, this is like 4 years before any of that jackass stuff. He was still a skateboarder, sending in skateboard video stunt stuff to whatever magazine it was. I don't remember. Anyway, the kid's dad said to his son, one night after Steve was doing some of this stuff, he said, and I don't remember what word he used, probably wasn't jackass, but he said, you know, get that jackass out of here. And he said that was a...
And a career was formed.
And a career was formed, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy just ahead of me was kind of on where we left off last night. Ian had hung up with a suggestion that I just not watch the media that I don't like, and that's not a solution, because my complaint isn't that I don't like the media coverage that the suggestion was I should compete with, which I don't want to do. My point is that the media, which is controlled, I allege, by a certain demographic or has an inordinate influence on it, they're not just reporting stuff I disagree with. They're reporting their coverage. Their journalism is forming policy that our government acts on in the form of making legislation that I have to live by, and go ahead.
Let me address that, David. So, you know, like you, somebody could call me Jewish if they wanted to. I took the 23andMe test. Sure enough, you know, there's some Jew in there, right? And I'm in the media, so there's your trope, right? A Jew in the media. Why should
I didn't know?
Why should I care?
Why didn't you tell me?
Why should I give a flip what my, you know, ethnicity is if this is my calling, this is the thing I want to do. It's not like my dad, you know, brought me into the business and said, you're going to be this, and, you know, here's our overlords at the Bilderberg meeting, and you got to take your, you know, things from this. Just organically ended up, maybe it's genetic. Maybe I'm just a yakker. Who knows exactly what the reason is, but, you know, here I am doing my thing, and what difference does it make what my ethnicity is? I'm not getting marching orders from anybody.
Yeah,
well, we know that's not true, Mark.
Who's well,
you're with the global talk Jewish talk radio cabal.
Well, actually, I am getting marching orders from Mrs. Edgington. Go ahead.
So your question, if I'm hearing you right, is kind of two parts. And the short answer to the first part is you shouldn't care. You should do whatever you damn well please. Everybody has a right. But the deeper answer is that it doesn't have to be Jews. It could be if some other demographic had an inordinate amount of control, which they do. There are other groups. I won't waste time going off on those tangents, but there are other groups, and I can say the same thing about them. And it's a natural human tendency to want to make everybody else live the way that you want to live. And so a group gets an inordinate amount of control, and they have a culture. Whether they are even aware of it or not, they have a culture. And guess what? I don't want to live controlled by that culture. You know, y'all can live controlled by that culture, but I don't want to be subject to it. But
what
then
can you
when,
do
when
about
you go
it?
Out and you,
I mean, that, like, so, like you said, there's this mix of this media mix of cultures that's inculcating American society and probably other societies. And I'm not going to disagree with that. I think that all sounds accurate. But so. What do we do? I mean, aren't we more homogenous now than we used to be? You know, are we not better? Does the food not taste better because of these cultural influences?
Well, but the food can.
That's a really horrible trade-off if you think there's negative effects otherwise.
I'm not sure what the negative effects are. Somebody's going to tell me.
Yeah. The negative effects are when a certain demographic gets a hold and makes policy and puts
specific.
That into law.
Yes, he is.
I am. You keep talking over me.
He is being very specific.
Okay, I don't get it. What is this policy that has been brought down on us by the Jewish media overlords?
Well, I didn't expect that question. So I do have a good example for you that is a good example.
But you didn't expect that question. That's a pretty basic question.
30 seconds.
Well, these gun laws. Some culture is trying to take your guns away. But in the state of New Mexico, there are people that are pushing back. The 90% of the sheriffs and 90% of the county commissions, which are the people that live outside of the cities, are telling the demographic that wants to push the gun laws to take your guns away. We're telling you to go to hell, and that we will not.
Appreciate it.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk live Monday edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That is something that is made available to you by the amplifiers. Amplifiers like Barefoot Anarchist, who's a gold amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can support Free Talk Live in our mission to bring the ideas of liberty to people who are listening all over America and all over the world. Free Talk Live's got 500,000 listeners. There certainly is no radio show out there that that is pro-liberty that has the reach that Free Talk Live does. And if you want us to reach more, it's just a matter of a few more dollars. It's go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I think I just might change a little gear here and talk about something that might not be too interesting to everybody, so you might cut me short after a bit.
But all right.
I find it interesting.
Well, bore the heck out of us.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, it's airplanes, and, I've been interested in planes a long time, and I fly a lot on the commercial airlines, and I'm a big fan of Boeing. Boeing is, they're great aircraft manufacturer. Now they've got those two planes that just crashed. So the stock took a tumble, and it's going to take a while to figure out what that's all about. But
well, the two crashes were for the 737 MAX model. There are a number of models of 737s. 737s are probably the most widely used aircraft model in the world.
I thought it was 757 now.
No.
737 MAX 8.
Okay.
And it's the newest version of the 737 that's been around. They've been flying 737s for something like 30
every
years.
Every plane at Southwest Airlines is a 737.
I thought they used 757s too, but okay. I thought they were the same plane, honestly.
No. The 757 is much bigger.
All right.
There's about a million of those planes flying, but not the MAX 8. The MAX 8 is the newest one.
Okay.
And that's the one that's crashed. And they don't sound the same to me other than they just took off after. They just crashed right after takeoff. But the last one, the one the other day, eyewitnesses say that there were things coming out of the aircraft and sparks coming out. I don't know how sparks can come out of an aircraft, but it was probably some kind of flames. But that does not sound like the first one, which was a sensor issue that caused the plane to pitch down. But They'll eventually figure it out what it is. But
more planes.
Well, they're grounding them. You know, they've grounded them overseas, and I'm sure they're all going to be grounded.
The media loves a plane crash. I mean, Boeing could lose every plane, half the planes in its that it's manufactured up to this point, and planes would still be safer than cars.
I'm an Air Force veteran, so and I'm very familiar with the 737 airframe because they use a model of that in the Air Force.
On which plane? You remember?
It was the KC-135.
Okay, I didn't know. Go ahead.
And so, it's a very solid plane. I'm very familiar with all the systems in that aircraft. And one thing that I would say is that look at the countries that were flying these two aircraft, Malaysia and Ethiopia. It just seems to me like when I hear about these crashes and they try to blame the aircraft, the airline flying them is some nothing airline in some hellhole country.
But that's not really fair because Ethiopian Airlines is a very, very top-notch airline. They've got an excellent record, and they do a very good job. Now, even though, you know, you would think being from Africa, they're not, but apparently they are.
I don't care whether it's Africa, Asia, you know.
It's that American exceptionalism shining through.
South America, whatever.
here's what I really would like to talk about tonight is the Dreamliner.
This is the 787. 787s, yeah.
Yeah, 787 Dreamliner. And I want to tell you why I hate the Dreamliner. I really, really hate the Dreamliner. Did I tell you that I hate the Dreamliner?
This is made without actually building a mock-up. They did it all on computers.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the plane goes, it gets good. You know, it stretches the fuel to the nth degree, and it's, you know, it's great for the airlines. But what I hate about the Dreamliner is those no good rotten windows. Those windows drive me crazy. They're those electronically dimming windows.
Mm.
But the big thing about them is they restrict radio waves. Now, I think this could be a safety issue because the radio waves don't go through it. So if you've got your cell phone in a 787 and you're trying to use it like on the ramp or right after you land, your radio signal is terrible.
Jammed.
Now, I use my, well, it's not jammed.
Close
it's
to it.
The fact that,
it's weak.
It's the fact that those windows with their, they have electronic tinting mechanism in it, and that prevents radio waves from going through it. It's
a scheme to force you to use the airphones.
Yeah, I don't think it's a feature. I think it's a side effect. But at any rate, the thing that I hate about it even more is that I use my GPS when I'm flying. So I always get a window seat, and then I can watch on my phone where I'm at, where I'm
flying.
You can
do that without your phone, while your phone's still in airplane mode, because the GPS is separate from that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Just want to point that out to people.
But the GPS signal will not go through those windows. I mean, terrible reception.
Yeah, it's not a very strong signal. That's true.
I can barely get it. But
well, if you get to talk about your favorite plane, then I should get to talk about mine. I love the DC-3. I think it's the most iconic-looking passenger plane. I once saw, like, the King of Sweden's DC-3. Got to take a tour through it. This is the DC-3 the family play, you know, would tour around on, probably back in the 70s or wherever it was. You know, back when...
The DC-3 is a World War II era aircraft.
Yes, but it's gorgeous. Would you agree?
yes, for its time, it was a very nice aircraft. Yes.
And it's loud as hell. It's a prop plane, not even a turbo.
And not just a prop, but it's got a rotary piston engine.
Oh yeah, it would.
Which
yeah,
is, you know, really ka-chunk.
I've never flown on the DC-3, but I have flown on the Ford Tri-Motor. They have those at Oshkosh. And I've flown twice on the Ford Tri-Motor.
Now, that's an iconic aircraft. I would pick the Ford Tri-Motor over the DC-3 for iconic aircraft.
DC-3 is such a great workhorse. It continues to work in Latin America.
But the Tri-Motors are still being flown, particularly up in Alaska. They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the crucible, right? Like, they've got the money to spend. They're going to buy the right airplane, the one that'll last, that doesn't need the mechanics all the time. You're absolutely right. That's a great
endorsement. And here's why I think the Dreamliner windows could be a safety issue is because supposedly on 9/11 people were using their cell phones to call out. You can't call out with those windows.
That's true.
Not going to happen.
That was the first thing I thought of when you said that is that on 9/11 people use their cell phones to
send the last message to their loved ones.
I mean, I've always kind of wondered because I've never gotten a cell at all on a plane, but whatever. Thanks for the call.
Very hard to get a good signal. Yep.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Reporters at the White House Daily Briefing asking spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders if President Trump believes Democrats hate Jews. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
You're welcome to call in, talk about what's on your mind. You can use the Discord lines, like we're going to be talking here to Bad Slave. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, there you'll have the option to interface with the web browser. That's fine. Or you can download the app. And that app, Discord, is you're able to use to call in, especially on your cell phone, and the audio quality will be much better as a result. Let's go to Bad Slave, calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So we're all in agreement that the drug war is a bad practice.
The drug war is a bad practice, okay.
It's a arrangement of destructo bots that are out there destroying, and that, to me, is really bad. And one of the ways that they do that is with SWAT teams. Turns out there's this 10 facts about the growing SWAT team raids in America that everybody should know. And these 10 facts, one of them is basically from 2013, which means it's gone up probably significantly from that. It was at 80,000.
Yeah, I remember when it was at 40,000.
And so I'm thinking it's probably well over 100.
Is this from boingboing.net?
It's freedomoutpost.com.
It may very well be the a copy of this, but go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like it's around, and you know, I did a search, and but I mean, you know, it turns out that 62% at that time of the raids were for the drug war. That's that 36% of them
38?
Didn't even produce any contraband.
Okay. So a third of them were dry wells. They just busted into somebody's house, pulled guns, guns on them.
They get some druggie who they've busted and is going to try to get a reduced sentence by ratting out people, and he starts making up addresses, and they go out and they bust perfectly innocent people.
I mean, the other thing is that these guys are all, you know, on edge. A lot of them are just fearful. You know, they're operating on
fearful?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you ought to be scared when you go into somebody's house with
But I mean there should be a certain kind of person deals with fear and stress better. And, you know, I mean,
I kind of think that they should just have fewer SWAT raids.
I'm thinking that if they were all ended, that we probably would be better off.
But if they stopped having so many SWAT raids, they wouldn't have a reason to get those nifty Bearcat armored vehicles.
Well,
they wouldn't need them because they wouldn't be doing SWAT raids.
How much gas do those use? How big is their friggin' carbon footprint?
Well, it's more than the carbon footprint. Is that the company in Western Massachusetts,
Lenco,
that manufactures the Bearcats,
right,
has a congressperson from Western Massachusetts in their pocket who makes sure that there's a good amount of funding from the federal government to provide grants to local police forces specifically so that they can buy themselves a Bearcat for their department with federal grant money. So,
you know,
talk about corporate crony welfare being used to support the expansion of the police state.
Well, militarization. We had a good article from Radley Bupko. I mean, I think that these articles ought to be out there, you know, monthly or something like that till these guys start to wake back up.
Well, Radley puts out he tries to keep his finger on the pulse of the rising police state as best he can, but it's hard to get that stuff published because the newspapers don't want to do it unless there's some story that they can kind of hang it on, you know, Ferguson or something like that. And that makes it difficult.
I think that there's a deliberate, suppression of information about, you know, the bad stuff that police do.
Well, I'd say with 36% of all SWAT raids that no contraband of any kind is found by the police, that we probably, and we're talking about 80,000 SWAT raids per year, and pardon me while my math fails me, but call it 28,000 SWAT raids per year result in nothing. There ought to be a news story that hits national every month or something on this, but the fact is that people going into people's houses with guns drawn is now just matter of course.
Mark, it's over 100,000. It was 80,000 in 2013.
You're right. It's likely over 100,000.
Right. I looked for a current number. That's part of the problem right there. They're not even keeping track of it.
It's true.
I mean,
well, now the SWAT raids are becoming fodder for the griefers. So now we're developing this police griefer industrial complex.
What's a griefer?
A griefer is someone who is basically trolls people online in order to cause them grief, to ruin their online experience, or just to screw up their lives.
Yeah, so it's somebody, in this case, that calls in a SWAT raid on somebody's house.
Right.
And that happened to you, right Mike?
Well, they tried. There was a group of 4chaners who tried to organize swatting on me, and one of the persons in their group was, unbeknownst to them, basically spying on them for me and to inform me what was going on. So I talked to my local police department and said, hey, this is what's going to be happening, so it's all fake.
Mike, you make that stuff available, and these people are going to use it, and people are just going to die.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. This is Destructobot, you know, to the max. We have people out there running police departments, running SWAT teams, you know, taking paychecks. What is the cost just to outfit a SWAT?
Cost is too great, bad slave.
They're building up these SWAT teams and use the SWAT teams for, we're starting to see the end game now in legislation with the adoption of red flag laws, so that we're going to be seeing SWAT teams going door to door to confiscate people's firearms. And that's when we're going to start seeing some real violence happen.
So, Mike, you've lived in your town for quite some time. You have some relationship with the police department, I would presume. When you called in and said, hey, these kids are going to try to send you over here with guns in your hands, what did they say?
They said, what?
They hadn't heard anything
yet.
They
had never heard about swatting before. And I had to explain to them what 4chan is, and you know, I'll just go through the whole.
Did they ever call you and say, hey, these kids called? Or
No.
Okay. So you just got, I mean, at this point, it could have been a prank to get you to call, but I think that it's good that you were able to educate your local police department.
Yeah.
And I was kind of curious as to, well, if they think you've got something to hide, maybe we could come in and take a look. They didn't ask you if they could poke around?
No, because I was an officer in the local gun club, and the police all come out to the gun club, and they were doing their qualification shooting there, and so I know them very well.
Yeah, they didn't want to come look around.
No.
Yeah. There you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I think the swatters ought to get it. I you know, 10 years, something awful. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Monday night edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
So we've been really all over the board tonight. Lots of different calls, including a call from, I don't know, maybe some of the griefers from Ice Poseidon. Beyond me, I couldn't tell you. But we started out with an article, and there's part of it that I really want to get to. This is from RT.com regarding sort of the inter-leftists argumentation. This doesn't happen nearly as much in the conservative community as it does amongst the leftists. And the leftists really are a much smaller group. If you, I'm not saying Democrats. Democrats are a pretty large group. They're the largest political party in the United States. But leftists are driving the Democratic Party right now, but they are a minority. Most Democrats are at least socially conservative. And
I would disagree with that.
No, they're not.
Okay. They believe that they don't believe in gay marriage. They don't believe in, abortion in many cases. Lots of conservative
Democrats
issues.
Don't believe in gay marriage and abortion?
You're thinking of white Democrats as a demographic. I'm talking about Latin and Black Democrats. Now, when you just take the white Democrats, you will have a much more liberal group. But if you take the Latin, who are Catholic, and the Blacks, who are, quite socially conservative, listen to Jesse Jackson. Listen to Al Sharpton. When they're not talking about economics, they're pretty socially conservative. That's the point I'm trying to make here, that the leftists may be driving the party, but the party isn't full of leftists. So anyway, going on with Margaret Atwood, at the height of the Me Too movement last January, the Canadian author of feminist set text, The Handmaiden's Tale, so the author of Handmaiden's Tale, urged caution against witchcraft trials. While normally defending the reputation of writer Stephen Galloway, who had been cleared out of unproven accusations of sexual abuse and compensated for losing his academia job as a result, her column in the Globe and Mail was a wider swipe. She reminded activists of the terror and virtue stages of revolution, from the French to the cultural, when usual rules of evidence are bypassed to achieve political aims. A tweet, typical of the responses of her candor, read, "One of the most important feminist voices of our times, S's on less powerful women to uphold the power of her powerful male friend." They've got some examples here of the statistics she used. Said this one person responded, "I don't believe in the ability of affluent white women to lead a feminist movement in such a way that it is intersectional, truly understands and addresses the reality and scope of white patriarchy and rape culture, and three, centers on the experiences of poor women and women of color." So, you know, here you have identity politics at its highest order. Don't know what identity politics is? I'll explain it to you. It's where you pick your identity, and then you're always right because every news story is about your identity, and everybody who isn't your particular identity is wrong. If I were to pick identity for identity politics, I would likely have to be thrown into the white, male, cisgendered, heterosexual category. As much as it's no fun these days to be one, that's kind of where I fall. If I would have a terrible time making my arguments based. I would be a racist if I made my arguments.
Sexist and
all the things, yeah. All the bad things, yeah. Because I am what these people hate.
You're the oppressor class.
Right. Now, the fact that I spent 8.5 years in a prison cell just gives me, like, no credence. The fact that there is actual discrimination by law against me for the certain jobs and things that I cannot get, who cares? No one cares. I still have privilege, and it's true. There's some privilege to the class and race,
yeah,
and all those things that I
are. You were black and you had that sort of criminal record.
It'd be worse.
You would be in far worse shape.
But I'd much rather be a young black man than an old cranky white ex-con. I can tell you that. So going on with that. Probably 100 things in that rant that's going to get me in trouble. Kanye West and slavery. In times when you can hardly imagine Kanye West without his MAGA hat, it becomes harder to imagine that his activism was once roundly applauded. When he wrote a message to George W. Bush in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina saying the president doesn't care about black people, had Kanye gone so far off the rails in his ego-powered train that by 2018 he was saying that 400 years of slavery sounds like a choice by black people? Kanye may not be a diploma-certified historian, but he did have somehow reframe something that I never said, explaining that he was calling for an escape from the mental prison of the helpless victim mindset, not actually being shackled in chains, and that was a choice. If his pro-Trump pronouncements had not already left many itching to designate him as an Uncle Tom, here was a chance to disqualify him from ever contributing to another debate on race. Though, at least, here is one man who won't shut up, and that's Igor Orgadev from RT.com. When you look at Kanye West, if his statements about George Bush had gravity and importance, then his statements about Donald Trump should, too. The point he was trying to make as far as black people being enslaved in their minds whatever.
He was saying good stuff about Trump. I mean, it's just like with David Duke. When David Duke endorsed Trump, that was important, that was relevant, and it showed that Trump was a racist and bigot and that he shouldn't be president. But now that David Duke has come out and endorsed Ilhan Omar, suddenly to the Democrats and the media, David Duke is just irrelevant. There's no point in reporting on it because he's nobody.
It does seem like that there's some kind of liberal conspiracy in the media. I mean, at least that appeals to my formerly conservative soul. That's true. I love the Rush Limbaugh montage on Gravitas. If you go to YouTube and you look this up, just type in Rush Limbaugh Gravitas. You may have to look up the word Gravitas. I can't spell it for you.
Gravitas,
something like that. And you look it up, you will see news anchors over and over around America use the term gravitas to describe, I can't remember what it was that it was about, I'm just coming off the top of my head here. But this isn't a word that comes up, or at least didn't at the time, come up in normal conversation. People didn't use the term gravitas. But for them all to use it in basically the same way, it was pretty obvious the script had been set
up. That's the journalist at work. There's a group of... they once got caught because they had an email list called the Journo List, and they're all the insider left-wing or liberal media personalities who all agree what are the important stories, what are they going to say about whoever they're either supporting or attacking, and you can always tell because they're using the same words in their articles, in their news stories and reporting.
The like, for instance, when people go after NPR, the complaint about NPR, and I don't disagree with this complaint. I actually do agree with this complaint. I think NPR is kind of a center-left organization. I support them because I listen. That's right. I support NPR because I listen to NPR. All of you who are listening to Free Talk Live, perhaps you ought to consider that at amp.freetalklive.com. But I support them because I listen, but, you know, the topics that they choose to report on, that's where the leftist bias is seen. It's what they choose to report on. It's who they choose to interview. It's the voices that get heard, not the things they say. They don't come out and say overtly leftist things. They choose topics that are going to appeal
right,
to
the filter. Yeah. So there's so many things to report on. It's what they choose to report on that demonstrates the bias.
Right. The 20,000 to 25,000 drug raids in America we were just talking about every single year that come up completely empty-handed. Maybe it's closer to, 40,000, depending on the numbers and how they would be. We can't get accurate numbers on how many drug raids there are in America any longer. But that... I haven't heard that reported anywhere. I'm not complaining about NPR in that circumstance, but I haven't heard it there either. And, you know, I did hear a story here in New Hampshire where a police chief, we have small towns, police chiefs will actually go out on raids, went in on a raid in somebody's house and got shot. And, you know, the lamentations over this law enforcement officer dying when, hey, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, it's a reality. If you send police officers day after day after day into people's houses, some of them are going to get shot and killed. You don't care about the babies who have grenades go off in their cribs. Well, how about the police officers themselves? I mean, aren't these your heroes in blue? Well, every time you send them in, they could die. And the drug war isn't worth it. Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Thanks for listening. Check us out at freetalklive.com and the Discord chat. They're chatting away in there, and they're having a grand old time right now. They'd love to hear from you at discord.freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.